we have another opportunity to be successful in our walk as we're moving ahead on the journey to holiness. It is the way that you can get personally whole through God's holiness. It's going to be very important for you this week to take out an opportunity to have your minds go back to a point of actually learning how to be victorious. It is of a truth that this week's anchor of holiness says, get a duck's back. Learn to let things roll off so that they don't soak into your spirit. You see, a duck back is something that is symptomatic to me and is symbolic of how I believe life should be. If you think about a duck, as the duck is going through many torrential waters out on a lake, whenever it starts to rain, the other animals just kind of flurry away. But the duck simply takes his or her time and actually moves through the process because he knows that he's made with oil in the feathers. It is the oil in the feathers, or the way that he has been designed by the Creator, that will allow him to actually let the waters of the rain flow off and roll off as he keeps his eye on the distant shores and the destiny of reaching the land. And so because of the way that he has been made, he makes sure that it is not a stressor, but just an opportunity to live back in the nature of how he's been created. And so it is with that thought that I encourage you to get a dust back. You have to let some things roll off. Otherwise, you're going to have those problems and those situations in life soak into your spirit, and you're not going to be able to get through in life. And so I'm going to teach you this week how to stay intact when life comes unglued. As you begin to look at this thought, I'd like to call your attention to Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 9. In these verses, it's going to give you a glimpse of how your thinking makes a difference about how well you are successful in life. My daughter has a saying that says, whatever. That's something that she uses when life and situations become so encumbered that she doesn't really want to deal with it, and she's finding that her task of really actually of no avail. And so she began to use the term, whatever, and in that case, she's really saying, well, there's a point where I need to begin to think this through and realize that whatever is supposed to happen will happen. And so it is with that thinking that I've learned from her that we can, in fact, stay intact while life becomes unglued. Well, there are times in your life and in mine that we're going to need to get some examples on how we get through life to remain emotionally, physically, and spiritually intact during these trying times. Philippians chapter 4 and 8 gives us the seven tenets, as it were, of how we should have positive thinking. As we go through the seven tenets of positive thinking that I'm going to give to you, I'd like for you to make a note, a mental or written note, on the seven tenets of positive thinking. You're going to find them in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. It says, in verse 8, finally, whatever is true, whatever things are honest, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there be any virtue in them, if there be any praise, think on these things. In here, you're going to find the seven tenets of truth, honesty, justice, purity, love, goodness, and virtue. When your life and mine comes about in a way that seemingly is stressful or that is seemingly going to become unglued, we're going to apply, and I'd like for you to make a conscious effort to apply these seven tenets of positive thinking. You see, as you encounter oppositional situations in life, you must choose your stance. This can be fortified by your faith in God. You'll have to understand that there's going to be a point in oppositional lifestyle that you're going to have to take a stand and set your posture. When you are faced with questions on how you're going to tackle problems, think your way through victoriously. You're going to think your way to a victorious ending. Let the seven tenets that we have discussed be your sifter, as it were, to determine what to accept and what to release. There are going to be situations that will be in your control in life, and there are some things that are not going to be in your control. But what you're going to do to determine what it is you want to be in control of and what things you want to release, you're going to use the scripture in Philippians 4 and 8 that tells us the kinds of things that we should hold on to and the things that we should think about and the thought patterns that we should have. I want to encourage you to hold on to the positive perspective and let negativity roll off your back, as in the story of the duck. There are three reasons why this can happen. One, the duck actually knows of its composition. He knows that there's oil in his feathers. And you should be very aware of your composition, too. You are a child of the King. You are God's holiness. And so, therefore, you have what it takes to make it. Secondly, the duck actually had a sense of destiny and purpose. You, too, have destiny and purpose. You know that God has created your life so that you can become more than a conqueror. And so, therefore, that is your destiny and purpose. Then, thirdly, understand that the duck did. He had the power, and he always thinks of the possibility of being able to be an achiever. And so, you, too, have power and positive possibilities because you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Well, when you work around youth, or if you've ever been around youth, the young people have a way of scripting life. And so I am joining you, as I join them, in learning to adopt the comment. Whatever. Not on a negative perspective, but using the term whatever to release and to let go and to understand that whatever is honest, whatever has truth, justice, purity, love, goodness, and virtue, whatever these things are, that's what you're going to think about. And so if you can't let it go, then you cannot grow. So learn, whatever, your thought process will fall in line, and before you know it, you'll be more than a conqueror when you apply the seventh tenet of positive thinking. Behold, it is certainly your destiny.